Novel Audio presents The Actor's Life, A Survival Guide by Jenna Fisher. Read for you by me, Jenna Fisher.
The Actor's Life, a foreword by Rainn Wilson. When I first met Jenna Fisher at the callbacks for The Office in late 2003, I was struck by her integrity, her passion, and her attention.
Sorry, Mr. Wilson, we already have an introduction.
Wait. Excuse me? What?
We already have an introduction. We were told you were just reading it. This one by Steve Carell.
Wait. Wait, this? Seriously, you want me to read this? This introduction written by Steve Carell?
Yes.
Why can't Steve read his own introduction? This is insane. Oh, he's too busy writing his future Oscar acceptance speeches. I get it. Okay, fine. Fine, if that's what Jenna wants, that's what Jenna gets. Fine, I'll read this. Okay, here we go. So, I don't know, take two or do whatever you need to do over there. Foreword by Steve Carell, read to you by Rainn Wilson. Makes zero sense. When I was a kid, I wanted to be either a zookeeper or a fireman. Later on, as I matured, I decided that I would operate a crane. As my crane dreams faded, they were supplanted by my bulldozer phase, followed closely by my backhoe period, and finally, my dump truck passion. By then, I was 6 years old and knew that I had to stop playing around and commit to something practical. Acting. Granted, there was a brief period between ages 15 and 22 when I thought I'd become a lawyer, but that madness faded quickly and I decided to pursue the noble art of thespianism. But how? What's my first move? What sort of things should I know? How do I prepare myself? Is there any source of practical information on how to approach a career in acting? Does the woman who played Pam on The Office have any honest or thoughtful advice? Yes. Yes, she does. I first met Jenna Fisher in 2004. We had both been cast in the pilot of the U.S. remake of The Office, a critically acclaimed BBC show. Jenna was quiet and sweet, and within moments of our first meeting, I knew that she was also a terrific actor, completely present, detailed, and subtle. She was effortlessly funny, and she possessed something that I always admire in actors. She never seemed to be trying too hard. Week after week, she would find complexities to her character, Pam. It never became routine or stale. I also admired the way in which Jenna could play wonderful nonverbal moments. There's a scene in season 3 when my character, Michael, shows up at Pam's art show. Jenna played it with such a delicate touch. She conveyed sadness, pain, joy, appreciation, and love. Silently, in about 45 seconds. She's an extremely deft, intuitive actor. I spent 7 years with Jenna on the show, and the quality of her work never wavered. I also admired her professionalism. She always knew her lines, was always on time, was a great ensemble player, and her hygiene was impeccable. I'm looking at you, Rainn Wilson. Wait. Seriously? Seriously. Oh, man. Okay. All right, continuing. This book is an excellent reflection of Jenna's talent, her work habits, and her dedication to acting. Reading this book was, in many ways, like retracing my own career path, although, unlike Jenna, I did briefly dabble in the sex industry. I'd like to hear more about that. She relates lots of good advice, from choosing headshots to finding an agent to preparing for an audition. Nuts and bolts stuff that every actor has to learn at some point. She also examines the psychological and emotional toll that the journey can take. Facing rejection, accepting failure, and keeping a positive mental attitude are covered in a very frank, honest way. I completely related to Jenna's personal journey. Crappy apartments, inventive low-cost food options. Mine was rigatoni with Prego, and the ever-present skepticism of friends.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?